Let's bring on David Harris, then, employment lawyer at DPH Legal based in Reading. So here we've got a situation, David, where Al's wife has asthma. She has a regular flu jab, so she is in a kind of vulnerable category in which she needs to be exhibiting social distancing, but she works in a school somewhere that she can't exhibit social distancing easily. So if she were to call her head teacher and say, you know, I'm going to have to stay at home even though I'm not exhibiting any symptoms of the coronavirus, can she still claim sick pay?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Al. I think Al's hit upon a real conundrum here, because there is a conflict between the information that's going out there from the government. So the short answer is no. So as far as self-isolation and sick pay are concerned, there is a need either to have contracted the virus, to have symptoms of the virus, or someone in one's household has contracted that virus. The fourth way in which one can self-isolate and have a right to sick pay is to return from one of the listed companies on the .gov.uk website there, which is becoming less and less relevant because of all the travel bans. But the short answer for Al is, unfortunately, a negative one, insofar as there isn't, on the face of it, an entitlement to sick pay if you are a vulnerable person here. So that's a real conflict, isn't it, between the information that's been put out there by the government saying, look, ensure that you don't go into these social situations, but at the same time, we're not willing to prescribe legislation which says that if you remain away from work, you're entitled to sick pay. Now, lots of employers will, of course, offer sick pay. They'll go over and above the minimum, but that's where we stand at the moment as far as the law is concerned.
So that is the legal perspective, but as you've alluded to there, you know, decisions get made at a much more local level than that, don't they? And I suppose it depends on the individual head teacher, maybe, although they'll be seeking advice from their local authority. So, it's very difficult for them to exert, you know, their own kind of decision-making skills as far as this is concerned. Just to go back to Al for a second, I mean, Al, presumably you've not made a decision about what the best thing to do at the moment is, so presumably she's still going to work, is she?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it has been anyway.
Yeah.
As you say, we keep waiting in the expectation that some wise guidelines might come out that would be helpful.
Yeah.
The guidelines that have come out haven't really had that effect. They're the opposite, if anything.
Well, we're in a kind of limbo period at the moment where it feels as though everybody in those at-risk groups, those sort of over 70s, people with underlying health conditions and pregnant women, are kind of waiting for someone to push the button, aren't they, and say, OK, now you've got to self-isolate. But at the moment, in the meantime, we're stuck in between a rock and a hard place with this social distancing thing and where we all stand as far as employment law is concerned. So, I mean, David, obviously it becomes much more cut and dried if someone is exhibiting symptoms of the coronavirus then you are entitled to sick pay, presumably.
That's correct. And I think the real grey area for Al here is that if his wife were to receive advice from a doctor or any medical professional that she should self-isolate, then on the face of it, she falls within the regime. So actually, that's a grey area in itself, isn't it? Because if a medical practitioner were to say to a vulnerable person, look, my medical advice to you is to self-isolate, then on the face of it, they could then accrue this entitlement. So that's something certainly to explore. I think the other thing is that, and just to repeat, most employers will go over and above their minimum. There's a duty of care that they owe to all of their staff to provide a safe working environment for them, not just for individuals who are vulnerable, but for other individuals as well. So most employers, one would hope, albeit that some of them are in financial difficulties, will go over and above the minimum and offer statutory sick pay or beyond that full pay for any period of self-isolation where individuals feel vulnerable and unable to attend work.
Really interesting stuff, David. I've no doubt we'll be catching up with you again at some point as and when these issues arise in more detail. That's David Harris, employment lawyer at DPH Legal.